This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about how you can live an excellent life. You are a child of God, destined to achieve excellence and live with a heart of love. God gave you the ability to achieve excellence in at least one area of your life. Your area of excellence is unique. No one has your identical talents and abilities, and no one can exactly duplicate your area of excellence. You have a unique contribution to make to the world. If you were not here, the world would be diminished by your absence. You don't need to be like anyone else, and you don't need to be like everyone else. Instead, you need to be yourself and be the best that you can be. Excellence is not just for a few special people. It's a gift that God gives to everyone. You are made in the image of God, and excellence is a reflection of that image. It's an expression of who you are after the power of God's love rolls through your life and makes you into a new person. Jesus said, "To whom much is given, much shall be required." God has given you more than you know, and you must spend the rest of your life developing the excellence that He placed inside you. God doesn't make mistakes. He has big expectations and positive plans for your life, and He's backing you up with the most powerful force in the universe, His love. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may know the good, the perfect, and acceptable will of God." This brilliant passage of scripture summarizes in a nutshell the unique character of your excellence. Your journey to excellence will take you to a very specific destination. First, it will be good for you. Second, it will be perfect for the type of person that you are. And third, it will be acceptable to you. Excellence will be good for you. You will not destroy yourself in the pursuit of excellence. Your journey will allow your unlimited potential to unfold without creating havoc in your life. You will not become trapped on a destructive treadmill from which you long to escape. Your area of excellence will make your life better each day. In fact, there's no limit to how good your life can become. If you think that you're pursuing excellence and it's destroying your life, you must re-examine what you're doing. You're pursuing an unworthy imposter masquerading as excellence. Excellence is always good for you. Excellence is also perfect for the type of person that you are. You are unique, and no one else has the same combination of talents and abilities that you possess. Never attempt to change who you are so that you can have a different pattern of excellence. You will frustrate and hurt yourself in the process. You don't need to change the type of person you are in order to achieve excellence. You do need to develop the talents and abilities that God gave you so that you can achieve excellence consistent with who you are. Your excellence will never be destructive to your personality. It will honor your personality and bring out its best qualities. Your pursuit of excellence will make you feel better about yourself, and it will help you be the best you can be. If your pursuit of excellence makes you feel bad about yourself, you are on the wrong path and you're heading to the wrong destination. Excellence is also acceptable to you. Your special area of excellence is perfectly adapted to the type of person that you are. As you travel the road to excellence, it will feel like you're coming home. You won't need to struggle to develop the excellence that's within. It will be as natural to you as taking your next breath. You will feel that you're the luckiest person in the world to have the opportunity to develop that pattern of excellence. These three characteristics form the framework within which you develop your unlimited potential for excellence. Your pattern of excellence must pass these three tests. If it passes muster, then you're on the right path. If it isn't good, perfect, and acceptable, then you're headed in the wrong direction and you need to make adjustments. Unless you're independently wealthy, you will need to work to support yourself and your family. How are you going to make a living? Are you going to do a job that you love, or are you going to surrender your vocational dreams and take any job you can get? This isn't a trivial choice. You will either climb into a golden cage or fly like an eagle. If you climb into a golden cage, it will not be long before you resent going to work each morning. Eagles hate cages, and you will hate them too, because God made you to fly like an eagle. Although the right choice might seem obvious, most people choose the golden cage, and soon they forget that they knew how to fly. I have never seen a person pursuing excellence who had difficulty making a living and who didn't enjoy what they were doing to earn their livelihood. A life of excellence qualifies you to live anywhere in the world and to do thousands of different jobs. Employers need people who are committed to excellence. It's easy to find mediocrity in the workplace. It's hard to find people living their dreams and loving every minute of it. When you're doing a job that you love, excellence is easy. When you enjoy what you're doing, 10 hours fly by like it was only a few minutes. There are not enough hours in the day to do everything that you want. You enthusiastically do your work and wish that you didn't have to stop when you went home at night. That's not to say you don't get tired and need a break. What it means is you hate quitting because when you quit, you stop working on your dreams. When I wrote my 5 books, the first thing I thought about when I woke up in the morning was my writing. I thought about the graphics that I'd make that day, and since I was employed at the eye hospital at the time, I had to take time out from my writing to go to work. When I came home for lunch, I spent an hour writing on my computer and creating power graphics. As soon as I got off work, I wrote for an hour or two before supper, and after the evening meal, I wrote for several hours more. I was so excited about what I was doing that I lost track of time while I was writing my dreams. Writing was difficult because I wasn't a professional writer. Nevertheless, I kept revising each book until they said what I wanted them to say and the graphic packages reflected the positive message of the books. I spent thousands of hours writing each of my books. Writing is hard work. Nevertheless, when I was writing, it never seemed like work. It was joy. I was on a mission to write 5 books that would transform people's lives. There was no drudgery. Instead, there was discipline that allowed me to write my dreams. I didn't regret all the time that I spent working on these projects. Time passed unbelievably quickly. There were not enough hours in the day to get the job done. I spent many nights working past midnight, trying to write one more paragraph or revise one more graphic. I was totally committed to excellence in these projects. I would make my books as good as I could within the limits of my talent and knowledge. I never felt like I was going to work when I sat down to write. Every paragraph that I wrote and every graphic that I designed brought me closer to the realization of my dreams. I knew that excellence was within my grasp if I remained faithful to my dream. When you love what you're doing, you don't mind doing what it takes to achieve excellence. Since you have only one life, you need to find something you love and make a living doing it. It will turn your life into an adventure. You will look forward to getting up every morning so that you can start working on your dreams. Excellence makes you into an expert who has mastered a specific area of knowledge. It earns you the right to talk and gives you something to say. Knowledge is expanding at an exponential rate. Mountains of data flow endlessly into the sea of knowledge. People are either climbing data mountain or sinking in a sea of chaotic information. They are treading water, hoping that they don't drown. Thousands of experts are needed to organize information and package it in a usable format. People want to know and keep up with what's happening in the world. They pay experts large sums of money to help them understand the events of the 21st century. When you achieve excellence in one area, you have something that millions of people need. Your area of excellence qualifies you to be the expert who organizes their lives. People will give you outstanding compensation if your area of excellence is needed in their life. When my computers go down, I don't waste my time trying to fix them myself. I call up the experts, and within minutes, they have my computers up and running. They're the experts, and their area of excellence transforms my life. My area of medical excellence is retina and vitreous surgery. People with retinal disease beat a path to my door because my expertise solves their problem. I can perform surgery to repair their detached retina or perform laser to treat their diabetic retinopathy. As a speaker and writer, my area of excellence is teaching people how to run their mind and experience the power of maxing out on God's love. You can make a living doing anything as long as it's an expression of the excellence that you have within. God placed excellence in your heart, and He expects you to develop it and use it to make the world a better place. A modern paraphrase from the Bible says, "Don't let the world force you into its mold." Unfortunately, from the time you're born, the world tries to force you into dozens of different molds. Escaping from molds is hard, and for most people, it's impossible. Your ethnic group has a tidy mold that shapes your entire life. Your language, nationality, religion, race, and country of origin compress you into a mold that makes you look and behave like everyone else. But you don't need to be like everyone else. You need to be yourself and develop your unique area of excellence. Prefabricated molds don't lead to excellence. If you let the world compress you into its mold, you will emerge from the mold, earthbound with wings of lead, and you will never fly like an eagle. Excellence will allow you to escape from the world's mold, and your wings of lead will disappear. You will soar like an eagle on the wings of excellence. Now I want to give you an affirmation that will help you be an excellent person. Excellence is the normal state of affairs in the human heart. When I pursue excellence, I know that I'm doing the right thing. Excellence isn't an accident. God programmed it into my heart so that I would feel good when I live an excellent life. Mediocrity is abnormal and doesn't feel right. When I pursue mediocrity, I feel bad about myself. I feel like I'm wasting my life. God programmed my heart so that I would feel uncomfortable when mediocrity dominates my life. Excellence is a reflection of God's image. I was created for excellence, and I will never be satisfied until I develop the excellence that God placed within. I will be the best I can be. I will achieve excellence in my life.